Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Cultural Mosaic Thriving in Our East African Partnerships by Sean Tyler is best understood as a practical cross-cultural guide focused on collaboration in East African contexts. Publicly available information about the book is limited, so its analysis should remain anchored to its visible subject partnership, cultural awareness, and the challenge of working constructively across regional differences. The title signals a concern with East Africa, not as a single uniform culture, but as a mosaic of languages, histories, faith traditions, community structures, business norms, and relational expectations. Within that framing, the book fits the category of intercultural communication, partnership development, and applied leadership. Its likely purpose is not simply to describe cultural difference, but to help readers approach East African relationships with greater respect, patience, and practical judgment. The emphasis on thriving suggests a movement beyond avoiding mistakes toward building durable, mutually beneficial cooperation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, East Africa as a mosaic rather than a single cultural category. The most important idea signaled by the book is that East African partnerships require attention to cultural plurality rather than reliance on a simplified regional label. East Africa contains many national, ethnic, linguistic, religious, and urban-rural differences. And a useful partnership approach must begin by resisting the assumption that one rule explains all situations. The mosaic image is significant because it suggests distinct pieces that retain their identity while forming a larger pattern. In practical terms, this means that a partner entering the region should ask locally specific questions before making judgments about communication style, leadership expectations, decision-making, or organizational pace. Such an approach is more accurate than treating culture as a checklist of traits. It also reduces the risk of stereotyping because it keeps attention on context, relationship, and lived practice. The value of this theme is that it frames cultural learning as an ongoing discipline. Instead of presenting East Africa as a problem to decode, the book's apparent orientation places emphasis on humility, observation, and adaptation in real partnerships. Secondly, relationship building as the foundation of durable collaboration, the title's focus on thriving in partnerships points to the central role of relationship building. In many cross-cultural collaborations, especially those involving organizations, churches, nonprofits, education, development work, or business, the technical plan is only one part of success. Trust, credibility, mutual recognition, and time invested in personal connection often determine whether formal agreements become effective working relationships. A partnership approach in East African settings, therefore, cannot be reduced to efficiency, contracts, or project timelines alone. It needs to account for how people establish reliability, how respect is communicated, and how obligations are understood beyond written procedures. This does not mean that professional standards are unimportant. Rather, it means that professionalism may be expressed through attentiveness to people as well as through systems. The practical reasoning behind this theme is clear. When relationships are weak, misunderstandings become harder to repair, and when relationships are strong, partners are more likely to interpret difficulties with patience and goodwill. The book's apparent contribution is to foreground partnership as a relational practice rather than a transactional activity. Thirdly, communication practices shaped by context, hierarchy, and trust. A guide to East African partnerships necessarily has to address communication, because cultural differences often become visible through how people speak, disagree, ask for clarification, give feedback, or make commitments. The useful insight is not that one region communicates in one fixed way, but that communication is shaped by context. Factors such as age, status, institutional role, gender expectations, community standing, and existing trust can influence whether a person speaks directly, indirectly, publicly, or privately. For outside partners, the practical task is to listen for meaning beyond literal words and to avoid interpreting indirectness as dishonesty or politeness as agreement. At the same time, respectful partnerships should not romanticize ambiguity. Clear expectations still matter. The balanced approach is to combine patience with clarification, asking careful questions without forcing every conversation into one's own cultural norms. This topic matters because many partnership failures originate in misread signals rather than bad intentions. By emphasizing culturally aware communication, the book's visible focus encourages readers to treat conversation as a site of learning, not merely information exchange. Fourthly, mutuality as an alternative to one-directional helping models. The word partnerships is important because it implies shared agency rather than a one-directional model in which outsiders bring solutions to passive recipients. In East African contexts, as in any region, effective collaboration depends on recognizing local knowledge, leadership, constraints, and aspirations. A partnership that ignores local expertise can become paternalistic even when its intentions are generous. The practical consequence is that outside participants should not begin with assumptions that resources, credentials, or foreign experience automatically confer superior judgment. Mutuality requires listening to what local partners define as priorities, understanding existing networks, and being willing to adapt plans when they do not fit local realities. This theme is especially relevant in mission, development, humanitarian, education, and business settings where unequal access to funding or global mobility can distort the relationship. The reasoning is straightforward: projects are more sustainable when they are shaped by the people who must live with their outcomes. The book appears to stand within a partnership ethics framework that values reciprocity, respect, and shared ownership over symbolic cooperation. Lastly, cultural competence as a continuing practice rather than a fixed mastery. A cultural mosaic cannot be mastered through a single briefing or a short list of do's and don'ts. The book's subject points toward cultural competence as a continuing practice, involving observation, correction, reflection, and willingness to learn from mistakes. This matters because cross-cultural work often attracts people who want quick certainty: what gesture to use, what phrase to avoid, how meetings will proceed, or how authority functions. Such guidance can be useful, but it becomes misleading when treated as permanent or universal. A stronger model of competence recognizes that every partnership has its own history, personalities, pressures, and institutional conditions. Readers are therefore likely to benefit most from developing habits rather than memorizing formulas. These habits include asking informed questions, checking assumptions, noticing power differences, and seeking feedback from trusted local counterparts. The concrete value of this approach is resilience. Partnerships inevitably face confusion, delays, and conflicting expectations. Cultural competence, understood as an ongoing discipline, helps participants respond constructively instead of withdrawing into frustration or blame. In conclusion, a cultural mosaic thriving in our East African partnerships is most suitable for readers who expect to work with East African colleagues, organizations, communities, or institutions and want a more respectful framework for doing so. This may include nonprofit leaders, mission teams, educators, business professionals, development workers, church partners, and students of intercultural communication. Its practical benefit lies in encouraging readers to slow down, examine assumptions, and treat partnership as a relational and cultural process rather than a purely logistical arrangement. Its intellectual benefit is the shift from simplified regional thinking toward a mosaic model that leaves room for local specificity, plural identities, and evolving relationships. Compared with broader books on intercultural competence, its distinguishing feature is its regional focus on East African partnerships and its implied concern with collaboration rather than general travel etiquette or abstract cultural theory. Because public information about the book is limited, it should not be approached as a definitive academic survey of East Africa. Its realistic value is as an applied guide for people who need to work across cultural boundaries with humility, patience, and practical attentiveness. It stands out by connecting cultural understanding directly to the health of partnerships. If you would like to support Sean Tyler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.